Crypto spends $189 on the 2026 midterms, topping corporate donors. Crypto has already spent $189 million on the 2026 U.S. midterm elections, more than the industry laid out across the entire 2024 election cycle. CoinDesk reported the figure on July 1, 2026, and put it in blunt terms, crypto is now the single largest source of corporate political money in America. That framing matters more than the raw number. It is not that a well-funded industry is spending on politics, which is common. It is that the sector has moved to the front of the pack faster than almost any other, and it has done so with an election still months away, and its top legislative priority still stuck in Congress. $189 before the real campaign season. The $189 million total is notable because of the calendar. Midterm spending usually ramps up in the fall, closer to November. Crypto's money is already in the field in the first half of the year, which suggests the industry is trying to shape primaries and candidate positioning rather than just fund the final stretch. Comparing the figure to 2024 sharpens the point. In that cycle, crypto political action committees became one of the loudest corporate voices in U.S. races, backing candidates from both parties who signaled support for lighter touch rules. The 2026 midterms, according to CoinDesk's tally, have already passed that entire prior total. A midterm year drawing more corporate crypto money than a presidential year is a reversal of the usual pattern. Where presidential cycles pull the biggest checks, the bill the money is chasing. The spending is not happening in a vacuum. Washington is still fighting over the shape of U.S. crypto law, and the industry's biggest ask, a market structure framework that splits oversight between the SEC and the CFTC, has not made it across the line. Passage odds for the Clarity Act slipped to around 50% in late June as the White House pushed competing priorities. For an industry that has waited years for clear rules on what counts as a security, who can custody assets, and how stablecoins are supervised, $189 million reads as an attempt to buy legislative momentum before the current Congress runs out of time. The message to lawmakers is direct: the money follows the votes. That connects the story to everyday users more than a political spending headline might suggest. The rules being lobbied over decide which exchanges can operate on shore, whether a U.S. resident can legally hold a self-custody card, and how issuers of dollar-backed stablecoins are regulated. Anyone using a crypto card in the United States is downstream of these fights, even if they never read a single campaign filing. A concentration of influence problem. Being the largest corporate donor cuts both ways. It gives the industry leverage, but it also paints a target. Critics have already used crypto's political spending to argue that friendly legislation is being bought rather than earned on the merits, and a $189 million figure hands them a bigger talking point. The optics get more complicated given how close some crypto wealth now sits to power. A recent federal disclosure showed the president cleared over $1 billion from crypto ventures in the past year, and lawmakers across the spectrum have flagged conflict of interest concerns as market structure bills move. Heavy industry spending layered on top of that raises the odds that any rules passed this cycle get challenged as captured, which could slow the very clarity the money is meant to speed up. There is also a competitive angle. Backers of a U.S. framework, including Senator Cynthia Lummis, have warned that the country is falling behind the EU, UK, and UAE on clear rules. The political spending is, in part, a bet that dollars can close a gap that legislative gridlock has kept open.